Tuesday morning on a Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Aylin Robinson is a member of the Lansing City Council, and she's on the other end of our line. Aylin, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Last night's Lansing City Council meeting, tell us what you thought.
Well, I think we had a lot going on. Certainly addressed the concerns that a number of us have about the increased violence in the city and some projects that are yet lodged in our committee process. There was some concern shared about that. And then certainly an opportunity for some of my colleagues to actually address our mayor, because in one of the rare occasions, he actually was at our meeting. So a lot was going on at our meeting last night.
Let's talk about the violence. There have been most recently, boy, this just goes back to the 4th of July, at the fireworks, there was a shooting. There was another fatal shooting after that. There's been a couple of stabbings and a couple bank robberies. In talking with Lansing Police Chief Teresa Szymanski, who will be on the program at 8:50 this morning, in the past she tells me when things like this happen, it's kind of cyclical, but it's still is of concern for citizens. What do you think?
Certainly of utmost concern. It's one of the reasons I think we have the ability to have the millage task, who was public safety is a principal concern for residents of Lansing. And to credit our police chief and the team that she works with, they are certainly doing all that they can do. I think we've got to look a little deeper at some of the options that we might have that have been used in the past that have worked, and what we can do to find resources, both people resources and financial resources, to enable the police department to continue to combat this wave, unfortunate wave of violence, and specifically against our youth. We are seeing some real upticks in that violence, and that's certainly nothing that any of us want to see.
What are those options?
Well, we've certainly looked at stronger preventative policing, which means we are out front, we are building the relationships, we are doing the community policing, we're having the conversations, we're doing some of the educating of the public on how to participate and be involved and engage. All of those options certainly are on the table, but again, they cost dollars, and with our city finances just ever dwindling, we've just got to find some more creative ways of financing them. I understand the mayor has proposed, as of late, a gun buyback program, but again, we've got to find the financial resources to be able to fund those types of programs.
In talking about the 16-year-old from Eastern High School who was shot and killed, here's a situation where he was out at a party at 3 in the morning, and he's 16 years old. Is it our business, should it be our business, to wonder why this happens and to trying to find a solution to make sure that a 16-year-old isn't out partying at 3 in the morning?
Well, first of all, we could start with the charter ordinances for the city of Lansing, which include a curfew. And that curfew for 12 to 16-year-olds is midnight. So that would be a start that certainly we could enforce that. Again, we need the staffing to be able to do that, but that's certainly a start. We also have a curfew for those under 12, and that's 10 p.m. So we've got some things on the book. That's our charter ordinance 630, I believe it is. And we need to use the tools that we have in our toolkit presently, but then we may need to strengthen it to look at the penalties and what conversations we need to have with parents and guardians. So that would certainly have removed that particular individual from the situation that they were found in.
So, Aylin, those curfews are on the books, or they could be brought into play?
They are on the books, and they can be certainly effectuated more strongly, but they are on our city charter books.
Well, does it concern you that, at least in this instance, that the curfew wasn't adhered to and wasn't discovered perhaps by law enforcement?
Well, I think at this point, again, we've got to have the staffing resources within our public safety ranks to be able to effectuate a lot of the ordinances that are on our books. And I think that's where we started making sure we have the staffing resources available, as well as the knowledge of the ordinances, which I know our law enforcement officers are keenly aware of our curfew ordinance. But I think we've got some other conversations we need to have, and certainly some time and thought that we need to put into making sure that we're keeping our youth and our general public safe.
What is your take on Councilmember Jody Washington's accusation that the mayor made a comment to someone that she was an Eric Hewitt in drag?
Well, it was the first that I had learned of it was sitting on the floor. I'm not real sure if those conversations have happened previously behind closed doors with the individuals that were involved. But I do know one thing, having, again, been a leader of the body for a number of years and working with the administration and the mayor, that typically the mayor does own up to comments that he's made, regardless of how off the cuff or inappropriate they may have been. I'm not sure in what context and or what was said, but I certainly think that that is something that Councilmember Washington and the mayor need to air out and need to certainly work through so that they will be able to have a effective professional relationship. And we certainly, I have said this from day one, don't need to interject name-calling into an already difficult job of trying to legislate the city of Lansing.
Do you believe Jody Washington?
I believe Jody Washington has heard something that is of great concern to her, and I think that she deserves the opportunity to address the mayor on it.
You mentioned that the mayor finally, well, I'll take that adjective out. You said that he attended a meeting. He's not attending enough meetings from your point of view?
No, I think it's very, very clear from the record that our mayor does not typically attend our meetings. Take positive or negatives from that as you will. He simply doesn't. And I think when he does, that then opens the door for council members who have concerns or who want to address him directly, which I appreciate it being a direct conversation. They do it at that time, and we had just a number of individuals who apparently wanted to address him at last night's meeting, as well as he had some concerns that appeared that he wanted to share and have addressed by council as well.
He has mentioned that his staff is very competent and they handle many things, and that the times that he misses meetings, many of those times he's either dealing with a family or city business. Is that a good enough reason not to be at some of the meetings?
Well, certainly we have individuals that attend our meetings that keep track of council members. and certainly recount that on a regular basis. And I think it's important, again, to engage in the conversations directly and feel as if both the administration and council are responsive. So I think that's extremely important. And that typically does not happen without there being attendance at meetings.
All right, I've got about 30 seconds left. Jody Washington on this program said that several council members spend too much time missing meetings, coming in late, or eating during meetings. What's your take on that?
Well, certainly individuals have lots of commitments, as you just mentioned, for the mayor. This is, of course, a priority, I believe, for all council members, but life continually and perpetually happens. I think it's important to also realize that when individuals have different health concerns, that eating should not be a principal focus, that some may need to do that for blood sugar reasons, for other health reasons, and we need to be sensitive to that as well.
A-Len, we always appreciate your time and candor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, 63 degrees. The weather is next.